You're now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep time is over, baby.
Listen up, everybody, as you tune to this podcast. Sleep time's over. Come closer to get the raw facts. Zach Moore's hosting on the show, for sure. Reporting live from Jawai, that's the dog, you know. Talking reminiscing about the good old days in the now. Sipping on that old-fashioned at the room at Eyebrow. We on location worldwide, on your stereo deck. On your phone, on the pad, but guaranteed all fresh. Reviewing music and the nuisance that the media miss. But got the blueprint with the newness that the people will take. Good old America ain't ready for that island of slang. Sleep time is over. Give a toast up to the rest of the gang. To your tribe or the vibe or the click on the mission. Suggest you dive cause we live on transmission. Listen, listen, he got the voice that got the locals on vote. Zach Moore's from here, but for now lock it in for the show. Hey.
There it is. Clearly here. Third time. One thing. We ran out of ideas. And two, all the suckers are in Europe, as you, if you tuned in last week. So what you do is you pull to your blood. You pull to your blood.
National Lampooning it.
Exactly. They're going, Big Ben Parliament. Remember that joke?
Yep.
Okay, Kevin got the joke. Kevin the Callus is back.
Look, Big Ben, hey!
Okay. Don't turn left. Hey, we're going to talk loud. And sound guy,
KO,
if there's no sound,
is this too loud?
It's enough. Well, we might be because we're just talking
okay.
loud because one, you're Hawaiian, and then two, we don't have the.
What
monitor,
are you saying,
right?
Bro? You getting me riled up already, bro?
Good.
My
that's
blood
what
is
needs
boiling.
To be. Really?
Nah, not really.
Welcome. No. Okay.
Just ate a taco from Jimmy Taco.
Shout out to Jimmy Tacos.
Shout out to Jimmy Tacos.
It is Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. Taco Tuesday.
And went to the place known as Chingu.
Chingu.
The Koreans with all the lovely Korean young
that
Korean
sounds,
men.
That
and
sounds
women.
So not right.
It's not. You know, Koreans like cheese, right? They have a lot of stuff with cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
Why
cheese
is that?
Corn.
Cheese corn.
Right?
Cheese and just fried cheese, baked cheese,
yeah,
steam the cheese, cut
cheese,
the cheese.
Cut the cheese.
So I don't know. That's shout out to Chingu.
Wow.
And Jimmy Tacos.
And, and then you can get fried cheese with your plate at Itchy Butt.
Yes, that's right. Shout out to Itchy
yeah,
Butt.
And all, it is like they just get the cheese stick and drop it in.
Yeah, Itchy Butt's overrated, bro.
Yeah. It's good. It's good when it is what it is. It's good.
Kemoku seafood, better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
if you
better.
Want the power pack combo, you get the Itchy Butt and you get the Kemoku seafood one
oh,
time.
Oh, sorry, I have diabetes. Nope. Why are you going to order all that for?
You got to do it. Do you
it's
feed
like
the cats?
$20. Hey, you
not
leave
even
the pussy
like
out of it. I'm just saying that you cannot
15.
Be getting. The chicken bowl, you cannot be getting the chicken that they use at Itchy Butt is the Times Market frozen chicken.
Oh, you,
a lot of bones
serious?
In it. Because the, shout out to Honey Wahine, she wanted, we went to try the chicken one time.
Right.
Plenty bones. We was no, getting boned out. What, just bone
no,
was in the chicken.
There's no, I didn't
so much bone.
There's no bone
shout
in
out
there.
Just bone. There. Try it. We'll go tonight
with
if you
the
want.
Bowl, the bowl with the chicken.
No, if you buy a dozen
oh,
chicken,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
if you just
yeah,
buy
yeah,
the chicken,
yeah,
not
yeah.
the chicken bowl. You get the bones in the chicken.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's cheap chicken.
Oh,
it's
yeah, of course.
Kind,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
you're not buying premium chicken.
But all these guys are lining up for Itchy Butt.
Because it's cheap, bro.
No, it's because they just want to do it up the butt.
Swamp butt, bro.
69 up the butt. Whoa. We're going to call back all the old phrases on
can
this
you,
one.
Can you 69 up the butt?
Yes, you can. Indeed. All right. Well, thank
anyway.
You for joining us again.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Third time. Thank you for being here. I mean,
yeah.
We wanted to do the show because you know we're taking a long break here, so we build up with some content.
Yeah.
Sky is still here.
He's still here, yeah.
Yes, I am. I'm still here.
Okay, here we go.
He's lampooning it
who's
next
not
week.
Seen, he's lampooning it next week, so we're going to...
Right.
Not everyone has left for Europe yet.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, huh? Thank goodness.
Watch out, bro. See the movie Taken, Sky.
Yeah.
I don't want that to happen to you,
oh,
bro.
I have a set of skills. Yeah.
They can't negotiate. Who's going to ransom me?
Daddy, help me, Donna.
$50. There we go.
Those are one of those movies that somehow it's on TV. I end up watching it.
It's always
thing.
On, yeah. Yeah.
Like Taken's on.
Is it more effective for you because yeah. you're a dad?
No, even when I wasn't a dad. Oh, Taken's on. Okay.
Well,
and I end up like an hour later. Dang it, I'm late.
That's funny you say that because every time I see Ghostbusters on, I got to tune in and watch it. No matter where
oh, yeah.
it is in the movie, if I
yeah,
see it scrolling,
yeah,
I stop and watch Ghostbusters.
For me,
yeah,
it's Bloodsport. If it,
Bloodsport's another one.
If it's on, I'm going to watch it.
Bloodsport's one you can just jump into at any time because we
yeah,
know
yeah,
what's going on
yeah.
with Bloodsport.
Bloodsport's
just,
a good
just
one.
Like that, yes. But here's some things that I want you to jump
okay,
into.
Okay, I'm jumping in.
I've been waiting for years
jumping
to hear
in
you
feet
talk
first,
about this.
Bruh.
We're going to go full on right now.
Let's
I'm going to talk to you right now.
Full blast, bro.
Mauna Kea, the Mauna, telescopes, mountains, snow, roads.
Diamond cutter.
You make the red shirt, yellow shirt, mustard shirt,
any
ketchup shirt.
Bruh.
I want to know right
make
now.
Make the
from
shirt,
you.
Make the money, give it to the kids.
That's nice of you. I want to know right now as what I look into you, into the camera, into your eye. Tell me right now, what do you feel about TMT?
When I get my
Ninja
Lionel
Turtles,
sword and I put them on my eyes like that, boom, I see the vision.
And what is that vision?
The vision is...
Wait. What does that mean?
Sorry, I just think about sight beyond sight. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, okay, got it.
Put them over there. You know. Anyway. Okay, wait. There's so much ways to tackle this.
Okay, bottom line is this. Are you... Let's cut to the chase.
Yeah,
you for
some,
or
give
against
me something.
It? Let's go right now.
What are you...
You want that telescope?
No, hell no.
Or you don't want that telescope?
Get that telescope off of there.
You don't like look at the telescope. Look inside.
Bro, you don't need another telescope.
Yeah, get like five already.
Can you name one person that has benefited off of any of these telescopes?
Galileo, bro.
There you go. Build it.
That's right. Shout out Bill and Ted, bro.
Nobody has one friend that's ever been in one of those.
Okay, do we
telescopes.
Know anybody that died in 9/11? No, same thing.
So you're saying it's a conspiracy?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I always thought 9/11 was a conspiracy, but I'm okay.
Yeah,
I digress.
Yeah,
but see?
Whatever.
But I just digress. I don't know if we need to know somebody that is benefiting from the telescope.
No.
I mean, if the comet coming, we're not going to know because there's nobody up there.
Yeah.
We could die right now, the comet coming.
Yeah, no matter.
Armageddon. That's it. Yeah. Bruce Willis.
You don't need a telescope, bro. The Hawaiians did fine, bro. They found this dang land without a telescope.
They follow the stars.
Follow the stars, bro. The hoku.
Okay, how do you think it's going to end?
I think if we stay on this path of kapu aloha, it's probably the most Hawaiian you're going to get at any time.
Anytime
on your podcast.
Anytime since you left the show.
Because the Hawaiian left, that's why. When Hawaiian leaves the building, there's no more Hawaiians, bro. No Hawaiians, no aloha. No, okay. So that's like peaceful protest, right?
Yeah.
In
correct. It's a peaceful protest. Right.
But anyway, yeah. So as long as they stick with that.
Right.
And it keep exposing what's happening.
Okay.
Right? I think we can. It's going to be another year.
You don't
two
think
years.
This is. Okay. You don't think this is ever going to go violent?
Nah.
Only really? Way, I think it's going to go violent.
If it goes violent, we're going to get durst, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
because there's no guns up there. There's no weapons. Like, we're literally
No, they're not them
the
getting kiai, violent.
The protectors.
The police just going to ransack them and take them down and just tear them all down, pull them out.
You know, that's what's going to have to happen. Because
right?
The Hawaiians or the people that's protecting the Mauna is not... They're not going nowhere, on the real.
No.
So me, I've always been worried of the plight of the Hawaiians. Being a Hawaiian...
Yeah.
I've always been like, bruh, these guys is crazy, and we can never get sovereignty.
Right.
Right? That's just some straight facts. Sorry, Hawaiians, never going to happen. But for this, it's different because the unity of it all.
It's the most unified they've ever been.
It's the most unified Hawaiian's been ever.
Exactly.
That I've ever seen.
No, this is very problematic.
I'm not the Joe Hawaiian. I'm the town Hawaiian.
Right.
Right? So I'm speaking from a part.
If you're a town Hawaiian.
Inland Hawaiian.
You're central Hawaiian.
It's not inland because I grew up in Honolulu, so.
All right, fine.
I just call me inland. I'm not
country
Hawaiian.
You're not country. You bring up a good point. They're the most organized they've ever been. They're
organized.
Shout out to the leader, the guy who wears sunglasses all the
that
time.
Guy,
he needs
bro.
To take his sunglasses off a couple times.
He's the guy, bro.
He needs to take his sunglasses off when he talks.
I wonder if that guy can scrap.
He has good media training.
He's good media. Exactly.
No.
He's very. He should be the leader, but he just needs to take his sunglasses off.
Because he's an educator.
I love the fact that he teeters between proper English and pidgin, like right
good.
At the cusp.
Well, there's that.
Well,
right.
I love it.
The thing is, the movement needs. See, this is the first time ever it's unified on all fronts of age.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
From the kupuna.
Yep.
If people don't know by now, there's a method to this.
Yes.
They put the kupuna in the front. Then who they have in back of the kupuna?
The big guys.
No.
The security.
The women.
Oh, okay, right. So
cannot this is strategic. Like.
Yeah, I know. But that's why
it's
brilliant.
Strategic. And that's what I mean. It's not like... Because before, it used to be all these crazy Joe Hawaiians, right?
Right.
Trask them and... You know what I mean? Like, and they just fighting
by themselves.
I miss
Melanie Trask.
I respect... Dude, respect all the aunties and uncles.
No, but you're exactly right.
They fought with like what, a couple dozen people.
This is the last stand for the Native Hawaiians.
Oh, this is we lose this, we screwed.
Correct, but this is the most organized. So can they do something with this that'll benefit? Okay, Ige said he gonna move to 2 years. They're not gonna do nothing for 2 years. There's gonna be a town in 2 years. There's gonna be street over there. It's gonna be like the main road.
See that
street?
It's
street.
They knocked down that building of library, right? They tried to build that library for the kids.
They're gonna build more than that after this,
which I thought was pretty stupid.
They're building more.
Like, you know, most people would be like, oh, why did they tear them down? Well, you shouldn't have built it.
They shouldn't have built it. Okay, right.
Yeah, I know it's the Hawaiian lands, and I know.
No, but
that's
a bad strategic move to do this. Because you know what that's going to do? They're going to do building code violation, environmental impact, all that kind of shit.
Right, so, right. Because you're still operating underneath the American law.
Yeah, they went too far on the school.
So, and then I think the Hawaiians should have did that. What they should have did is grab a big ass tent and build a thing in the tent.
Correct.
Because there's some tents up there that are huge.
Yeah.
But nothing's coming down. So if they made a tent with the building in it,
they gotta stay with their boundaries, and then that's what they're gonna make a town.
But then at the same time, they shouldn't have cut the flag with a dang. See how big that saw was?
That was awful. That was awful PR. That was awful marketing. That was awful everything by the state.
Whoever's the PR of the governor should have fired when they had the freaking Twitter blunder thing with the tsunami.
Right.
So I have a quick question. So do you guys have an idea of what the population is split as for or an against? Because it's really going to come down to election year.
Yeah.
Like how it's going to affect the next candidate, right?
I mean, we cannot really... I think a lot of people that support TMT are too scared to say anything.
Yes, exactly.
Right? It's kind of like...
It's like Trump.
It's like hardcore Trump supporters.
Right. It's like Trump. It's like Trump supporters. Anyone for TMT, you don't see them wearing a red TMT hat, like a MAGA hat.
Yeah, but the difference is the Trump supporters is nuts. Like the hardcore Trump dudes.
Well, right, because crazy. That's like Hollies. But then when it comes to election year, I think the TMT will win.
I agree.
Right. What do you mean? Like when
well, you look at you guys saw the
voting. Yeah.
Do you want it?
That's a rough one. I mean, I'd hope we would win, but
people are hiding the fact that they actually want it.
They're
being chicken shit because they don't want to say anything because of fear of getting blasted. I think
something's gonna happen before that 2 years, though. It's gotta, because on the real Hawaii. Like there seems to be a holiday every weekend, and thousands of people go up there, like a birthday of some
queen. It's a tourist
attraction. And everything, and then thousands of people come up, and that's just a problem logistically for the state of Hawaii.
Ige is blowing it by the weekend.
God, that guy sucks.
Because
bro.
They're making it bigger, right? So it's a tourist attraction. Everybody going up there, and Ige's looking more like an ass.
Yeah, I went up there, and tourists was there.
He was there.
They were parking their cars. Everybody showed them love.
Right.
The guy who plays Flash was there when I was there.
Flash was there?
Yes.
Sam, for something. What? What's his name?
I don't know, but he was there. He stayed up there. He stayed in a tent with him and his girlfriend. He was. He looked like an emo rocker.
All right. As you should be. He always looks like an emo rocker.
No, I was surprised. Hey, who's that guy?
He's backup for 30 Seconds of Mars.
I thought he was some EDM.
You thought he was Jared Leto.
Yeah, Jared Leto.
Okay, well.
And I was like, who's that guy? He's like, that's the guy that plays Flash. I'm like.
You talking about The Flash or Flash Gordon? Which one?
We're talking about Flash.
The Flash.
Talking about Flash, the wave.
No, The Flash. The Flash.
Oh, the speedy guy.
The one on the current CW.
Yes.
Grant Gustin is his name.
Yeah. In real life, he dresses like a EDM emo rocker.
He dresses like an EDM. Well, Flash.
So he stuck out so hard.
Both Flashes dressed like EDM rockers.
Yeah,
so
pretty much. Yeah.
Right. That just shows you how old we are. I was thinking you think of Sam Jones from the 80s Flash Gordon movie. I was like, that guy off TNT.
Stick your hand inside the boulder.
I was like, hold on, how's this guy?
I remember that scene. I remember that scene.
I watched
it. No one listening is remembering this scene right now.
I was in elementary when that thing came out. But I watched it in amazement.
That was a scene. I remember that. Shout out to the 80s Flash.
That was a messed up kids movie.
That was pretty bad. That was a very messed up kids movie.
That was a messed up kids movie.
Shout out to Flash right now. Shout out to everything Flash.
Everybody that has a nickname Flash.
Shout out to Flash. Who else is Flash? Flash Bulb. Gordon. Flash.
Thompson.
Right.
Flash Thompson. Oh, good pull. Spider-Man.
Flash.
Flash. Who else would be the Flash? Who? Hey, all right. Shout out. Russ is here.
Yep.
Ask a black man where there we can clearly get questions from him this week. Nobody
a real genuine.
You don't
black
have to
man.
Kick anybody out. Kick out the women. Kick out the men.
Oh, whoa. Easy on there that. Easy on that, Hopper boy.
Why I oughta, you know.
Anyway, I'm against TMT. I think this is the most unified Hawaiians has been. If we stay in that, and this is awesome because social media is fully getting. You know how negative social media is. And like can be on a cause,
right.
The Hawaiians is fully.
Oh yeah,
they're mastering.
They made it trending, and that's all you need to do. You make something trending.
Yeah.
Shout out to friends of the show, Naveed. Shout out to Punahele.
Rucka,
those guys holding
Puna
it down.
Puna is living there.
Puna lives there. He mailed his car up there, right?
Yeah, I think he got his car up there. He's recording albums up there.
Yeah.
So we're having another batch of the shirts that's gonna go towards the. All the money made will go towards what Puna's doing. And the reason why I do it that way is because I can be transparent and I can show people where the money is actually going.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the way I do my fundraisers. You know what I mean? So I
buy
the shirt,
make
the money. I flew up there because how can I do a fundraiser for something I've never been to?
Of course.
Right? So I used my own money. I went up there, learned, did the whole thing.
Right.
It was awesome. Everybody should go. Like, it's not... Yeah, if you live in Hawaii, if you're for or even against it, you got to go visit.
If you're against it, you should go.
Yeah, heck yeah, you should go.
You're gonna get looked at funny.
Well, you're not gonna go in with shirts ablaze.
You tell her, "F you, you're cool."
Go up there.
Who the hell are you? All right, but I'm just saying, it's like it's become a tourist attraction that is not gonna leave anytime soon.
And it's a good. So, and the thing is, yeah, the more tourists come, the more educated they get.
Exactly.
Then they leave and go back to Wisconsin.
Exactly.
And
the education is there. The awareness is there. There is no way that the worst case scenario would be that it ends in violence.
Yeah.
That they send a SWAT team in there to physically move these people out. Well, best case scenario, they move them to Canary
Island. Well, I just seen something on Instagram. The reason why they knocked down that spot is because they had a tip that the guy who built it had a gun.
Oh,
and he was guarding it from the inside.
Oh, I did not know
with the
that.
Kids.
Really?
I watched it when I was driving there. They put a new announcement up.
Wow.
So that's the tip. So that's why they came blazing.
That was that structure that they took down.
The school.
Right. They said they got a tip from the inside that the guy helped build it had a gun in there, and he with the kids, and he's guarding the thing with the kids. But then the educated Hawaiians was like, well, if there was a gun, why didn't they go in there with guns drawn? They went with batons.
True.
And they went in with a saw.
Yeah.
So specifically, the first cut was the flag. Like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Right? So if there's a gun, we just had a gun standoff.
Yeah.
And every cop was straight up. So if they got a tip that the gun was, somebody had a gun in there, they would have got everybody, get rid of everybody, and guns ablaze.
So
like,
then clearly that was not the
case. So it was a straight lie. So they got caught in their lie again.
Right.
So Ige, oh man, Ige sucks, dude.
Ige just has no, he didn't know what he was doing when he first got elected.
Yeah.
He was elected, let's rewind back to how he got elected. He got elected out of anger because we wanted Abercrombie out. We just wanted to find any Tom, Dick, or Japanese that we could find.
Put him in there.
And then we put this sucker in here. That's and then what happened? What happened? You get the missile alert rubbish. He can't speak publicly.
Right?
He sounds like Kermit the Frog. You don't sound like Kermit the Frog.
Thanks.
Yeah. No. Shout out to somebody who thought you did. And then he's a bad speaker.
Muffled.
It's not that bad. He speaks poorly. He's not a leadership guy.
Oh, yeah.
Then he kind of was on the... He got reelected. Because Hanabusa's a jackass too. So then he gets reelected.
Yeah, there's no...
There's nobody else. So then he's cruising. And then this happens.
Yeah.
And he handled
it. Well, the Japanese
awful.
Is like the Jewish of Hawaii. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to
get
elected.
And the missile alert. Let's not forget
that. Yeah. We mentioned, missile alert. That was the start of his debacle. And then...
But usually these guys have teams. Like, who's his team? Like, who's his people that are behind him?
He kicked out Shan Tsutsui. Remember? That was his lieutenant governor. Oh. They sent him to the curb.
Yeah.
They got some guy. I don't even know him. Who is the lieutenant
Josh
governor?
Josh Green. But he seems excited. He seems like he doesn't want to even be there.
No, he don't want nothing to do with
it. He's just trying to distance himself.
He can run for governor.
Yeah, waiting for his turn. And
2020 is coming.
I think he's going to win.
Because there's nobody left.
And then the hell he going to win, bro.
But he's Josh Green. What about Kimberly Pine? Kimberly Pine, you think she gets a chance?
She follows me on Instagram, so.
Hey.
Shout out.
Kimberly Pine going to win mayor. Kimberly Pine going to, I'm going to call it, Kimberly Pine's going to be the mayor.
Not a Kaneala Inn guy. If he runs.
No.
Kaneala. I know.
Come on.
No, he's super active.
In what?
With the anti-TMT. I think he has a chance of slipping in some kind of higher office,
bro. He can't balance his books. He can't even write a check.
Yeah.
Come on. We're going to put him in there. We got Oha.
What about the Hawaiian guy? The Hawaiian guy we wanted before.
Oh, what was his name? Oh, Paikai.
Paikai. He landed Paikai.
Paikai. I like that. Yeah.
See, that's what I mean. He should have been in Oha. But, of course, the good
Shaka
people
for
never.
Shaka Kaka one.
Yeah. Never. Yeah. Oh,
jackass.
God.
That's another one.
Okay, anyway.
We'll talk about
next.
Chinese food later.
Anyway.
Okay.
Aole
TMT.
Let's
go with this one.
Good job. Good job.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted for all this time to ask you this that topic.
Okay.
So, so that was good.
Obvious,
so let's go with something that's here's a hot one.
Hot.
The Hollies vandalizing.
The.
Okay. I mean, Sky, what was the?
It was one Hollie and one Mexican dude, right?
It was
Mexican guy.
Yeah, they said like fuck the locals, right?
Yeah,
right.
And then swastika. Yeah.
But then they wouldn't. What was the picture of again? That they rolled
Cruz.
Over.
It was
Rene Cruz.
Bro. Rest in peace.
That's right. Rest in peace.
Okay,
yes.
The boys.
Yeah.
So
Palolo.
Clearly, they're doing this to get people angry. So how should we react to something like this?
Just let the brothers on Sandy scrap them, lick them real quick.
Well, they're not going back to Sandy's ever again. These guys.
Call to Hui.
I don't know. Hui not doing too good. If you know what I mean.
Well.
What's going on with the Hui? What's going on?
Get a Hui up.
Is it like the Hawaii Wu-Tang Clan? It's all broken up.
But back in the day, the Hui had a name. It was like
you took his stuff. You pound him.
Yeah,
right.
And that didn't help from the 80s, 90s.
Right.
I mean, the Hui is still strong.
Chandler respected the Hui though. Chandler was down with the Hui.
Bro, Chandler was down.
Burkhart didn't like the Hui.
If there was any rumors of a Hui beach, we wouldn't go near it. Oh, I would eat Brian. I'm not going near no beach anyway.
Well,
but
there's pictures all over the internet with the guys.
Hey, that belt buckle's mine. And I have a surfer belt buckle. It's mine. You took my stuff.
Well, you'd scrap for Keanu if you was in it, though.
Would I scrap for Keanu?
Nah. What was her name?
Well, Keanu.
No, what was her...
Nia Peebles.
Nia Peebles.
What was the name of the dance thing?
The Party Machine party with Nia Peebles.
There you go.
Lasted a couple weeks.
Do you remember Nia Peebles' single she released?
Wow. Come on, Cowboy, take your back. What
this
was
is
it?
A good...
it's called Aloe Vera.
Aloe Vera.
Deceptive.
It was called Street of Dreams.
Street Dreams.
12-inch maxi single.
Featuring Le Nubian. Holy Jesus, God. Nia Peebles.
Benitez remix.
You wouldn't fight Jelly Bean Benitez. Okay, some woke guy took your surfer belt buckle, which I know you have. And then you were like, I like my belt buckle battle on you, Effa. And then you're like, Nia Peebles like, you like come, you like talk to me, you beat up this guy. Would you do it?
Maybe.
You would.
Maybe just, square him up and then, nah.
So for local girls, who was hotter, Nia Peebles, Tia Carrere?
Nia Peebles. Was Nia Peebles even local?
I thought she had Hawaii ties.
California.
Maybe we just associated her with Hawaii because she was Asian looking in North Shore. She's probably from LA.
Yeah, no, I think
good
she's from LA.
Is good.
I think Nia Peebles
over Tia Carrere. Yeah.
All day.
Tia Carrere like a mole on her upper lip.
She went like,
you don't want to date a girl.
Nah,
mole on her lip.
Man, yeah.
Ballroom blitz.
We just lost all the women with moles on their lip.
Yeah, what is that?
I'm just saying, real talk.
Isn't that a thing?
What was the girl's name from Karate Kid Part 2?
Beauty Mark.
Karate
Kid Part 2.
Oh, Kumiko. What was her name? She did the Liberty House ads.
Yes.
She still looks good now, actually.
Yeah, like as an older mom.
Yeah. Okay, who would you ask out for a cup of coffee now? Current Kumiko or current Keanu?
What does Keanu look like?
She looks good, too.
Ooh, Kumiko.
I think Kumiko.
Her name is Tamlin Tomita.
Tamlin, there you go.
Tamlin, that's a nice name. Tomita. Tamiflu. They can take that for...
Don't get sick.
Get sick. So you get sick, make you miso soup. And then you just turn the soup like that.
Oh, and they do that, you get the drum, and then... Will America love me? Come to the party tonight.
No. Will America love...
Yeah.
I still take...
Nia Peebles.
Yeah,
you know what? Nia Peebles all day. Nia Peebles all day.
She just looks to like too many Japanese girls I might have known and went to Kalani.
Yeah, you don't want to know them.
Yeah.
They don't want to go surf, go Waikiki.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. They don't want to deal with that kind. Yeah. Tomi Village.
Next.
Okay, so I don't even know if we answered the question about the locals, but...
Just have the whole... Just handle
strap
it.
Strap them down, take them down. Now.
Oh.
See, look right
Nia
there.
Peebles. This is
A1A, Beachfront Avenue.
Near 50.
A1A, Beachfront Avenue. Goes
Vanilla.
How you doing?
Can you see that?
Nah.
Okay. We'll put picture.
Yeah. Right here.
It's gonna go over here. Nia Peebles will be right here.
Nia Peebles
tits right here.
How old do you think she is? We were like
she's
young.
Four,
she's
49.
I would say late forties. Late forties.
Let's I'm just 50, saying. What? I don't know. 49.
50. I think 50.
51.
52, brah.
We can only hope she's 69.
Oh, she's 57.
All right, here 57. We go. What?
She look good, brah.
Yeah, that's great.
I can only hope.
Lori looked up her age. Oh yeah, she's 57.
Hey, shout out to Nia Peebles.
See.
Yo, but hey, J-Lo's 51. J-Lo's looking good.
J-Lo's
51.
Shout out to that Hustler movie. She's looking good.
You remember J-Lo was in Living Color, man.
Yeah, that's right.
So she had to be like,
shout out to J-Lo, bro. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so we went from Holly's defacing to we want to go bang Nia Peebles. All right, let's bring out something. Speaking of banging, let's bring this out.
Edit Nia Peebles right here.
Yeah, let's go. It's all in the pictures.
Anyway, next. Okay. What you got?
It's a tradition we have. We have the Holly Aina Awards.
Is it Holly Aina?
Yeah, the Holly. It is.
Good call. Did you really say that?
Good call, because this is what it is. The Holly Aina Awards.
Watch out. Don't slam, bro. Kale can get mad.
Oh, slam. Da. Oh, is it really?
He can get mad because we have a lot of feedback.
Oh, do we have feedback on that?
We're gonna get the
shout out, Kale.
Boom. There you go.
Okay, so I'm gonna pull
Holly
out
Holly Aina Awards.
Okay, I'm gonna pull out the awards and we're gonna freestyle this quick.
Yeah, he asked me these questions, but I don't eat at any of these damn places.
I know you don't eat nowhere.
I guess that's the fun of
this
it.
This is maybe what the third year you guys have done the Holly Aina Awards.
Every year.
Yeah, every year. I remember this is the third annual Holly Aina Awards review.
Yeah, we just
here
go.
We go.
Yeah, here
let's
we
go down the line. You ready?
Sanya, I win everything, bro.
Oh wow, you know you something. Okay, here we go. Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Okay, you're a romantic guy. When I think of you, I think romance.
Most romantic restaurant. Who won?
There romantic?
Yeah, most romantic.
Dude, I've been married for so long, dude. You're asking the wrong dude. I would defer and give Sky my vote right now.
Okay, Sky, where would you go for most romantic bar?
Being that I know the demographic who's voting, I'm going to go Michelle's at the Colony Surf.
Good call. That was silver. That was not the gold. Runner-up. It was 53 by the sea with the view. You get FOBs. You get the view.
Did you eat there before? 53?
I've been there a while.
Hey, like shout out to Tony Castillo and the staff over there. Great service. It's all my friends.
So we go over there, drop Sky Cameron's name.
Honestly, that
give
is
me some calamari. Let's
that
go.
That is the best sunset view for dinner. It's the old John Dominus.
Yes.
So take the wife there, bro.
Who used to own John Dominus?
Andy Anderson.
Andy Anderson. Which, is he still trying to develop North Shore?
Is Andy Anderson still alive?
I don't know.
I don't think he's developing it. He's developing the Kahalanui.
Andy Anderson is still alive. Dude.
I think he's waiting for his pudding.
I think he is.
He's not. Why would you think he's still alive?
I think he is. Stat girl. Where's Stat girl?
You are out of your mind right now. Let's look up Andy Anderson's.
Still alive.
All right, here we go. Let's go with this one. This is something that you do. You drink a lot, I know. So let's go with this one.
I am a drunkard.
Best cocktail. Let's go. Who won?
Who are the tails? The fun.
Best cocktail. Shout out Too Short. Let's go.
You're asking a wrong. See, the Holly Island is like just a joke to me because that's in a guy that don't cock any tails.
I'll let that breathe.
So you go cock your tail.
I'll let that one breathe too. You know the winner. You know this person.
Oh.
The winner who won the award, you know his. You've never been to his establishment, but you know who he is.
It's a bartender.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, but then he owns the spot. Oh, bro. I know you're not going to know.
I don't know.
Okay, Bar Leather Apron.
Oh, I just seen him.
You just seen Justin?
Yeah, I just seen him when I went to the Aloha T-shirt panel thing. Yeah.
Wait, we got to talk about that because you ran into. I got something to ask
about.
Don't
ask me about that.
Shout out JP.
We'll just say Aloha T-shirt, Hawaiian T-shirt.
All right. Bar Leather Apron won. Should be Aloha T-shirt. Was Bebby.
Yeah.
So shout out to Aloha Got Soul.
Because
Oliver.
I'll spin over there with Raja.
The Hawaiian music.
Spin him over there.
We got to go back and visit Oliver. Can we visit Oliver?
Yeah, no one knows where he is, bro.
He's at Bevy.
Hey, right there. I think for these first two answers, they're fine. Okay, I'm fine with it.
Yeah,
they haven't they haven't messed it up yet.
Sky, let me say this. The awards this year, I think they got it this year. It's not that off.
Okay.
So I'm going to throw these names. You're probably going to be like, we're going to nod. We're going to do a lot of nodding, and then you're going to be confused. Okay, so next one.
That's booyah. Thank you, brother.
Yeah,
Andy.
Andy Anderson's still alive, 89 years old.
You could give a damn about
Anderson.
We don't know if he knows where he's at.
Shout out to Eileen Anderson, the former mayor, female mayor.
Yeah, shout out Arn Anderson.
Shout out Laz Anderson, Acura dealership. Hot summer night. I haven't said that in a while.
Yeah, that's right.
Go to Hot Summer Night.
Car,
fight Bad News Island, Aloha Stadium. Be there, Dunbar. I don't know how Liam Maivia does it.
You need to get him on this show, bro.
I'm kind of afraid to. I don't know if
you'd love it. I guarantee you.
He's going to have no idea what's going on.
Get him on here, bro.
He's in Acura, Hawaii. Get your car from Lars Anderson. Larry Hainimi is his real name. He's not going to go by Lars Anderson.
Hainimi, nice.
No, not Hainimi. Forget it.
Hainimi.
Shout out Tiffanini. Okay, let's go to Best Farm to Table. This is kind of like up your alley. It's like local.
Farm to Table.
Farm to Table is like, you know.
Right, that's the place
to have a key,
right?
We're taking the food from the farm. Okay, you're close.
It wasn't even called?
You're very close.
So only sourced from local farms.
Here we go. Let's go, bro.
What is the number
one? Ready.
Square Barrels, bro.
No, that's not Kaimuki. Okay, just think. What you get? You from country or you from?
Town.
There you go. Gold. They won the gold. And here's runner-up. Merriman's Waimea. Get out of here with this, right?
Waimea.
Waimea. That's Maui.
How many Merrimans are there?
Too many is what
There's
it
a lot
is.
Of
too
Merriman,
many.
Bro. Plenty of them.
Yeah, plenty of Merrimans walking around.
Hotel Street, bro.
Get out. Merriman's also so
Remember
red,
back in
dude.
The day on Hotel, and what street was it? You used to go over there and see the prostitutes and throw pennies at them. So.
Lures?
Remember that?
Yeah. You're talking about lures.
Back in the day, people used to hang out in their cars and drive around Waikiki.
Well, Waikiki was lures. That was lures.
Yeah.
You guys used to throw pennies?
Well, not me. Like my hood friends.
Well, the whole...
would see the trannies.
The Hawaiian gentleman threw pennies.
We just lost our female female viewers.
Whatever female viewers we had left are gone.
You just lost the T in the LGBT.
We lost all the letters as of tonight.
No, dude, Dave Chappelle. What? Yep. You know, anyway, talk about that later. Shout out to Dave Chappelle.
Okay, shout out to...
No, that was on some like high school. We got your license.
Right.
We used to hang out with a bunch of crazy ass fools. And
okay, so the argument is if Peter Merriman is really promoting local farm to table or he's exploiting it.
Oh.
That's the question.
He's exploiting it, bro. He's exploiting it. Well, speaking of crime, like you threw pennies at hookers?
Not me. I would never do that.
Well, I threw BBs at like the trolley.
Yeah.
Shout out crime.
I could never do it. You know, I was just like one of those guys in the car like, yeah. I mean, oh, that's kind of...
But you didn't get busted for it.
It's kind of dick. No.
We actually got busted for it. Like they took the
shot BBs?
No, no. We just took BBs. They put them in a box and just... But then here's the kicker. I think we can say this without me getting arrested. So
Monica
Street. Yeah. Without getting arrested, like the driver who had nothing to do with throwing the BBs went to court.
Because he's driving.
Because he was driving. So I didn't have to go to court. I think my other friend had to testify. So what happened to him? He's been in jail ever since. No. Had to do community service.
Aaron's never visited him.
I was freaking out though, because it was on the same night as the Royal Rumble. Wow. And I was like, I want to watch the Royal Rumble. I'm like, I don't want the cops to like knock on my door while I'm watching the Royal Rumble. Yeah. So like, I'm like kind of freaking out. Like, am I gonna miss the Royal Rumble because the cops are gonna knock on my door? And I was for that moment, I was freaking out.
Wow.
And I got to watch the Royal Rumble because
did someone take down the license plate? That's how he got caught.
Yeah. Oh. The trolley driver came out of the trolley and then attacked us in the car.
Whoa.
This is real talk, right?
I think because my
what
friends.
What year was this?
This was 1994.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
So shout out to that trolley.
That was one of the same time people used to throw pennies at the hookers in downtown.
Well, see that we could like high five that we drove by.
He was 14 years old.
Yeah. This was like sophomore year.
Rascal kids.
But I guarantee all the brothers that used to do cruise wikes in their car.
Come fun it, kids.
They did the same thing. Or I don't think it was an isolated incident.
No, it wasn't. We should have hung out after. Okay, so next, continuing. Here we go. Best bar food. Because I know you go to the bar.
Best bar food.
What would you think would be?
There you go. Square Barrels, bro.
Yes, actually. You got it.
Wow.
The wags.
Wow, you got
all
it.
Day, bro. Okay,
shout out to the head Howley in charge.
Head Howley in charge, Thomas Ray, who is not Dave Newman for your IG story.
No, he ain't,
bro. I like how when
Thomas
came.
Sorry, I was just like typing away and it happened.
So Thomas was on the show, right, on the anniversary. So then he on his IG story goes, shout out, great to see Dave Newman here at the... That's not Dave Newman yet.
Yeah, I Come just on. Was like, da-da-da-da, you text me
all like, tall, all tall Howleys look the same.
Can you delete stories?
Too late now, bro.
I don't know if you could, so I was like, oh, well.
Okay, so here's runner-up. Okay, so Square Barrels wins best bar food. Then you have Side Street Inn. No, Old Reliable, Side Street Inn.
That's
Side Street Inn got discontinued chicken katsu. Did you know this?
Side
Street Inn does not serve chicken katsu anymore.
Why?
I don't know. Because we went to get takeout at Side Street Inn.
Best chicken katsu is where?
Gone. Gracie's.
Okay.
But guys, $25 pork chops? Come on.
It's good.
No, it's not. What are you talking about? It's dry.
It's cool. I mean,
it's dry.
I didn't say it's amazing. I think it's good.
It's dry like the hookers in Waikiki. Okay.
I think Side Street Inn, you know what Side Street Inn is? It's the fried rice. The fried rice, kimchi fried rice. I think it's pretty legit over there. I like it.
We got peas, though.
I forgot about that.
Are you guys against peas in fried rice?
Anti-peas, bro.
Wow.
No, I only TMT, I only peas.
The only peas I don't like, too, is black-eyed peas. That's the only peas. And Fergie, bro.
Fergie peas.
All those peas, get out of here. Will I am, get out of here.
It is anti-TMT, anti-peas.
I only anti-peas.
I'm just walking around with this like the peas.
That works. Make a shirt.
No, I ask when I get fried rice at places, I say, is there peas in it? And they're
really
like, yeah, I'm
that.
Like, okay, I don't want it.
Okay. I'm not a fan of peas.
I'm not a fan of peas.
Wow, I guess I'm the dumb Howley that likes peas.
You like peas in the fried rice?
I do.
Wow. That's a swerve.
Hey, Kale's with me too on that one.
You guys.
You know what too? You know what too? It adds color.
Is that why?
I don't know. I like it. I like it.
When you're supposed to have green onions.
A green onion.
Yeah, maybe a little bit extra.
I like it.
Bacon.
Let's get on to the next topic. Let's get on to the next category.
Okay, here we go. Best brunch. You eat breakfast?
Yeah, I just eat a big one. Mokis, bro.
Mokis. Shout out. Didn't make the list. Number one, herringbone. Get the best brunch. Get out of here with that. Rubbish. Herringbone. Herringbone. Is that you drink mimosas?
Jay Nads is in the crowd. He said the mimosas are good. $26.
There you go. If you want $26 mimosas, go to
$25 pork chops. $51.
What a day.
$51.50.
You get the $26 pork chop, you get the $26 mimosa, and just have a date night.
What kind of girls is Jay taking over there to serve
Jay
him $26?
Jay gets the most fittest girls.
Jay taking all the CrossFit qualifiers.
The kind of girls
and you know,
Jay gets.
And you know,
Western
Jay,
qualifier, Central qualifier, all going to Jay Nads.
Jay's the trainer, too, so he pats her on the back. He goes, you deserve this.
The kind of girls.
You worked out so hard. You deserve this.
The kind of girls Jay gets. They order the fried rice and they just eat the pea, bro. That's pretty much how it works. No, because they're fit. Amazing women. Amazing women.
All the CrossFit women, they get big legs, big ass. That's how it works.
Whoa,
that's
easy,
how,
like, bro.
I work in the fitness industry.
What, bro?
It works. Jana's not going like this. She's going like that.
Once again,
a lot of squats.
Anyway, sorry. Shout out Jana's.
Push up, pull up, sit up,
smoke up.
See, we can do that. Yeah. Okay, we'll get to that playlist. Okay, let's continue. Best Chinese food. Hawaiians, they love Chinese food.
Best Chinese?
Who won best Chinese food? Let's go.
Best Chinese food? I don't know. Best Chinese food.
Think about it.
Pork Chop Express, bro. Oh.
What is that place?
Okay, little.
Come on.
Big Trouble, Little China.
Thank you. Little Village again?
Jade Dynasty.
Wow,
Jade Moana Dynasty. Hotel.
Hey, I'm giving up. That's our favorite Chinese restaurant right now.
It is.
Remember, I got a Chinese girlfriend. I got to eat Chinese food all the time.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we Chinese.
It's really good. You wouldn't think an Ala Moana Mall Chinese restaurant is good. It's actually the best.
Pork chops.
It's the best overall Chinese restaurant we've had.
Peking duck.
Cold ginger chicken.
Mini chicken.
It's really good.
Cake noodle, yeah, beef, broccoli.
Sweet sour pork.
And then you go on the weekends, dim sum, legit.
Dim sum, legit.
I eat dim sum.
You're full of it. Okay. Best, this is your topic, buddy.
Screw your peas.
This is the topic.
Okay, what is it? Best poke plate.
Close. No. Best Hawaiian.
Cavita Catalyst.
Pilau.
Ole, Cavit. Ole.
Oh, easy.
That was best Hawaiian food. Best Hawaiian food. What is it? Let's go.
Best Hawaiian food. Young's.
No.
Whoa.
I don't know. I just
throw
in.
That's a good pull,
though. I like that pull.
That's a good pull.
What is a typical?
Think of one that's like, it's like gaining popularity because of tourists.
Gaining popularity.
It's even more trendy now.
Oh. Highway Inn.
Close, but that is runner-up. Come on. You got it.
Oh, I know. Waihole.
No, you're too hardcore right now. You got to think bigger picture.
I'm missing one. Yeah,
You're missing a big one.
I'm not missing a
Helena's,
big one.
Helena's, bro.
I don't like that place. I can't even get a table, bro.
Well, they expanded, though.
It's still good, though.
Oh, it's still good.
It's still really good.
But they expanded, right?
Yeah.
So they took over the whole thing.
Yeah.
Took over the whole,
building.
Pet mm-hmm. feed.
Took over the market. Block. The block is hot.
Over there, Kalei, so bro.
Helena's number one, Highway Inn. Aloha Mixed Plate. I don't even know what that is. And then Waiole. You said that.
And Highway Inn, only Waipahu, bro.
Yep.
Never mind
the Kaka'ako.
Never mind the Kaka'ako.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
so you have to pass the border of Pearl City, drive your car, stop. When I'm on a home road, look left, right. Keep driving.
The Kaka'ako one, we just ate there because we had friends visiting from the mainland. It's like 80 to 90% tourists in there.
And the food is not as good.
No, it's not as good.
You gotta go Waipahu. Shout out J-Nads.
Woo!
J-Nads in Waipahu, yes.
I'd rather take my friends from the mainland and drive them to Waipahu. Like, I've done that before.
Makes sense.
I'd be like, they're like, oh, let's just somewhere in town. I'm like, no, we're gonna go to Waipahu to eat Hawaiian food.
Well, and then shout out Queen Street Cafe in Pearl Ridge.
Yeah, very, very underrated.
Turned by
plate
the 49er.
Lunch.
This was shout out to who told me to go to Kenrick.
Kenrick,
remember Kenrick?
No, we remember Kenrick.
Yeah, I don't know Kenrick. He's Kenrick. Still alive.
The ghost of Kenrick. He is a ghost. He's down
he's
the street.
Starring in the new Chuck Norris Missing in Action franchise. Yeah, that guy, he's gone.
He is a ghost. Ghost in the shell. But he did tell me to go to Sig Zane.
He runs the Sig Zane fan site on Facebook.
He runs the Sig Zane flipping site. Yeah.
Shout out to him posting every 10 minutes on the Baboo's crew.
Yeah, which I don't keep up.
Which you don't keep up at all, because I know what you're doing. You're not even looking at the thing.
Every time
I know
what
you're doing.
Take a look. Okay? What the heck?
Because you know it's like, never mind. Right?
Well, you get up in the morning and you have 68 mixed messages.
And I can laugh and
you gotta wait for that 69th message.
It'll be noon already. Next.
All right. Let's go with, okay, you're a sushi kind of guy. You're Japanese, right?
Oh, smart. Yeah.
Best sushi.
Best sushi. See, this is your question, because you know me.
Okay, well...
Yeah, you know, you do the upper-class sushi for your sushi socials. What do you... Sundays...
Social
Can
sushi
I guess on
Saturday.
This one? Can I guess on this
okay,
one?
Go with it. Yep.
So is it Katsumidori, that new spot in the Prince?
No, didn't make
all
top
the
four.
Locals are going
no.
there?
Nope.
Is it sushi?
Nope.
That's what I was going to say, sushi.
All right, let's hear it.
That's what you wanted.
Sansei.
What Whoa. The heck?
That's a
number one? Number one?
Sansei, number one.
Sansei is like old school.
What
Very old
the
school.
Heck?
We're going there, you have music.
It's in the Marriott, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Old people. Sushi number two. Yanagi okay. number three. Because everybody go there somehow.
Wow.
And then Sushi Sho, which is kind of very, very pricey.
Which is only like, it's basically 12 seats. It's $300 yeah. per person.
Where's Sushi Sho?
And you gotta reserve a month in advance.
Is it good though?
It's amazing.
Is it good?
It's amazing. Yeah. Oh, there you go.
But it's like $200 a person, right?
It's with sake $300 per person.
There you go, Kevin. We go tomorrow.
Let's do it.
But you know what the place is known for?
I would sell my six.
So I know that you're gonna think this sounds gross, but you know what this chef is known for? Dry aging tuna. So you know they dry age steaks. He dry ages tuna, but not like 30 days,
That's
obviously, because
like
it's not fresh. Gang. But he dry ages Lure it street. Like, I'm serious. He dry ages like 5 days, win, 7 days.
Dry tuna.
That sounds not bad.
I'm not even joking.
I feel like it's That's, done right. It could be
you're not gonna go there.
I'm not gonna. No, of course I'm not going there.
But you're getting excited.
It sounds good.
I know it sounds gross to some people, but that's what the chef is known for. But he's a Michelin star chef from Japan.
Michelin tires, legit.
Yeah.
When we think of Michelin, we think of the tires. Make sure you get the tires. You rotate
Lex
the tires.
Lex Brody, because you are paying too much.
I never understood. Thank it's you. A Michelin star, but then you don't get 4 stars. There's only 3 stars
Nobody
is the highest.
Knows what the Michelin
Because you cannot
is,
get right. 4 tires. I don't know. I don't.
Dude, that's how
I never. I never got the
minimal. Only 3 stars.
Okay, so here's something dear to you that you eat all the time. Best Indian food, bro. All you
the time,
love
bro.
Indian. You love curry.
I love Indian food.
Your son loves Steph Curry. Ooh, yeah. You eat curry. Everybody eat curry.
I made curry last night.
Some most
for
you
the
did.
Family.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Mine curry.
So what?
I don't eat Indian food, bro.
You don't eat Indian food?
Nah, I don't eat Indian food.
Why don't you eat Indian food?
Because
there's no Indian food in
Cause
like
get the coconut line. Milk, bro.
All right,
goes
coconut
in one hole, out the other hole.
That's right. Wow. Coconut milk in a high fashion world. All right, got
coconut.
It.
Hey.
Okay.
Do you eat a lot of Indian food? Do you eat a lot of Indian food?
But periodically.
Okay, so where's the
okay,
best
food? Indian food is only one that's crowded, Cafe Maharani. Still always going to
okay,
win.
Okay, Maharani, okay.
Himalayan Kitchen number 2.
Oh, that I heard, yeah.
Kamana Kitchen. Multiple locations, it says. I don't know Kamana Kitchen.
I don't even know if I know that one. Do you
Nobody
guys know?
Knows a Kamana Kitchen. Wow. They made number 3.
Yeah, I don't know of any hardcore Indian, like.
And then Taj Mahal, which closed. So yeah, Cafe Maharani, King Street next to Down to Earth. You just follow the smell of B.O. That's all you got to do.
Yep. Shout out Punjab MC.
And wax for your dreads.
Wax for your dreads, right.
There you go.
All right, let's go. Here's one that is an odd one. Best overall Korean. That's the name of this category.
Overall
Korean? I don't even know what that means. Best overall Korean.
I know
Korean.
A lot of good Koreans, like John Oh from Truist is a good
hey,
Korean.
Hey, shout out Truist, yeah.
You know, Dean Song, another right. good Korean.
What's another good Korean? Who's another Korean guy? I don't know that many Korean guys.
Kim Jong-il.
Oh, Kim Jong-il. I don't know many
How
Koreans.
How come the MC called himself Kim Jong-il, yeah?
That's coming.
Kim Jong-il L Scratch.
Wow.
Where the home?
He's called Where My Missile. Okay, got it.
He's a Give me a drum set. Best all around? Korean.
You eat Korean food or what?
I do eat Korean.
You eat Daegu.
I love Daegu.
Meet Jun.
That's not your Korean, everybody says, right?
It's like
I don't know.
Korean.
Just tell me where it is.
Sorrowful.
Okay.
Hold up. Cheapskates over there. Millions number 2.
That's so what I like.
Wow, I thought the local people would put Gina's
three?
On there.
The Gina's would be in there.
Or you know what's my favorite for the ghetto spot is Choice Kitchen.
Oh, Choice.
Choice
had a legit Kalbi.
Well, Choice is a famous one.
By Choice right across.
Choice Kitchen by where Gaku is on King Street, across the street from where like.
Driven by it.
Zippy's and
Hungrier. What is that? Easy Music, right?
Easy yes. Music,
dude. Yes. That's a sleeper.
That's a sleeper spot.
I ate there twice, and it's pretty legit.
Okay, best Vietnamese.
Best Vietnamese.
This is the last of the final two here.
I don't know. I don't eat Vietnamese. Too
you don't like the Vietnamese. You don't like pho.
I mean,
pham.
Well, I guess
banh mi.
Banh mi.
Pig in the lady.
Is that the best?
Well, it's trendy, right?
Seven River Dragon in Pro Kai, brah. Kulong.
That's a legit place? You just made this up.
Yeah,
this is a real place.
It's a real place.
Yeah, it's Kulong.
Kulong
and Pro Kai Center.
Dragon,
yes.
Seven
well, it
dragons.
Didn't make the top four.
Kulang is like the best. We got one of the best pho.
Pekin Lady number one. Well, Pekin Lady is cool.
It's cool.
What's number two?
Holly Vietnam number two.
No, yeah. I think that is rubbish.
And then we got, see, rubbish. Full one.
Full what?
Full Saigon. Two. Full three. Full four. Full five. Full 69. Full.
Okay. Holly Vietnam, the most overrated pho on the island. Yeah? I'll say that right now.
There you go.
I never tried there, so I won't even try it.
You're not going to go there. Okay. Best Mexican food to end it out. Best
if someone Mexican. Says that place across of Elena's, that should not be on the list.
Oh,
place,
Mexico. No.
Most overrated, brah. Mexican food. That's number one.
That's number one.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God.
The winner.
Whoa.
Mexico. Perfect timing.
It's
Mexico.
So wow,
it's terrible.
It's trash.
I agree.
It's not that good. No one likes it.
I've never met somebody
understand.
That likes it. It's trash. Total trash. That's number one. Number two is Azteca. That's the one on
shout out Azteca on Wailea.
Yeah, I went to school there, guys. Consistent. I went to Kalani.
Oh, there we go, bro.
Kalani, bro.
Falcons all the way. Loose. Shout out Ron Lee.
And then three is a trash place. Buho. Buho is rubbish. So rubbish.
The it's name a, always makes me laugh.
Yep. Yeah, bro. You touch your buho. Oh, you touch bro. Her there.
Where are you guys going to eat? We're going to eat the buho.
Oh, yeah. Why? Oh, that's called gross, huh?
No, that's what it's called,
wow,
bro.
Wow, Mexico's number one.
And then the fourth one is, I don't even know what this is, but it's called the Barrio Boys Cafe,
bro. No,
it's
serious. Oh, you lie.
How we roll.
It's called Barrio Cafe, bro. This is how we roll. Champagne and caviar. And guess who's back?
Barrio Boys have been great.
Wouldn't that be great? This is how we roll. It's a great
one
jam,
of the most
bro.
Slept on songs, man. R&B songs, late 90s. Wars.
Shout out to Honolulu Magazine. We love you.
Throw them away. Okay. That was fun, huh? That was good. Good, clean fun. All right, so do you have any... Usually when you're on here,
yes,
you talk about Coltrane, you talk about basketball.
Yeah.
Anything new on Coltrane's end? Anything, he's evolving
nah,
as a
he's
player?
Still playing
he's
basketball,
all right?
Bro.
He's still playing?
He went to middle school. I don't.
You went to where?
Middle school. So Milani is 6'7", 8", middle school.
Okay.
Which Fs the sixth graders up.
Okay. Yeah.
Because right. Usually when I went to Kaimuki, luxurious Kaimuki Pioneers,
yeah,
or Explorers, I don't know what they're called. It was 7th, 8th grade, right?
Yep.
But in Milani it's 6'7", 8".
Wow, so they separate them now.
It's kind of crazy because I can see when he went there, it's kind of, when you go from being the fifth grader,
right,
and you're top of the totem pole,
right,
and now you're a sixth grader, you go right. back to the bottom.
Right.
Wow, you got to be a freshman twice.
Exactly.
Wow.
That so builds grit, though, maybe. That builds character.
It does, but for the kids, I don't think it's healthy for the kids because, from what I learned from my son, a lot of his friends, there were his friends 3 months ago. Now they start swearing, vaping, it's like what the heck? Man.
Okay, why are kids vaping younger and younger? What do you see being a parent?
I mean, it's
that's,
cool.
That's
I think it's the
this.
Access also to
well, why,
getting the vape.
Why do you see what's influencing these kids to start vaping younger and younger? Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
Right. I mean, you don't see what are the other parents doing? Like, are they around your age?
Yeah, probably around everybody's in between
okay, all
30s
all the parents
and 40s,
are, okay.
right? I'm sure.
And they're letting their kids vape.
I don't think parents know.
No, they're not around their kids 10, 12 hours out of the day.
But they got to be smelling it. They got to be smelling something
no, but
coming
this
in
vape
their
is, vape is
vape
not.
Is odorless.
It's odorless, bro. They can just say it's
the kids come home and they're like, I ate Skittles.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
I ate Limoy.
Be a father to your kids, bro.
Yep, just like at OG.
There you
but
go.
But yeah, Coltrane's good.
I shout mentioned out. That reference last week. Wow. Crickets.
That's
thank
what
you,
I mean, bro. Wow.
That's why you're here.
Shout out Boston. Yes,
so many at OG references.
It's just so unnecessary.
That's
going to
be the new theme
he's
of the show.
So unnecessary. At OG is still active, people.
Yeah, he's still active, yeah.
He's still doing his thing. All right. But family's
okay,
good.
So family's
Light
good.
Sleepers is...
You're right.
Like I've been telling everybody, I just came back from Hyrule Day.
Yeah.
So I went to the Bay.
Yeah.
Got to go to Hyrule Day, which is Hieroglyphics.
Got to see Diamond D.
Got to see Diamond D.
You was crying when you saw Diamond D, right?
Got to see Boot Camp. Got to see Smith & Wesson.
Wow.
Right.
Black Moon.
Yeah, right. that's worth crying.
Large Professor was in the crowd.
Right. I would have cried.
He did his verse off Live from the Barbecue.
There you go. Did the people get it, though? Did the crowd understand
you
what's
know,
going on?
People did get it because they're there for that specific
it was the
kind
older
of
crowd. Got it.
Had a lot of younger rappers, but then they weren't yeah. the... They're more like the rappers type.
All
right. Right. So this really, really didn't let the Little Yachty's in. The Mumble Guys.
Oh, figure, because it's a nostalgia
it's,
show.
It's
that's
a
high road
show. So, but there's a Bay Area cat, so of course there's a lot of, you know, hyphy. But, like, that's all the Bay Area, right?
That's
the Bay
Area.
Culture. Yeah,
so
yeah.
you're telling me you had some stuff you picked up from your trip? Did you want to share
oh,
what you got
so
here?
Do records.
You have some stuff here.
You know, we go digging. And you was in the Bay right. for how long? How many years did you spend in the Bay?
Gosh. No, it wasn't years. It was like 6 months.
So you ever been to Needle to the Groove?
Yeah. That's still there?
That's still there.
Really? Really?
Yeah, I went there.
Wow,
and
shout out to Needle the Groove.
It was dope, was like, talking, it was dope talking records with a hip hop head.
That helped shape my life, Needle.
Yeah,
Needle
I was like, I haven't talked records with a hip hop head
in
a while because I was the guy with the shop, right?
Right.
So I'm going in, and I told myself specifically, I need to break even on this trip, which I did, and I need to go to as much record shops as I can or independent shops and buy one thing from them. Because I felt the burden of when I had my shop.
Right, I see what you're saying.
Like,
right.
It's like good karma.
Exactly. Good, you know, karma. How you talk about, like, oh, you don't go in the shop and buy anything?
Right.
So, like, I got to live, you know, I live that.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't care if there's nothing in this shop, the record shop, I'm buying one record.
You got to buy something. I'm buying one record. Right.
And I did that with six, seven shops. I bought a record. And I just did that because I'm thinking, like, I got to return the favor.
Right.
Like, I understand the struggle at another level.
Right.
So I went in, but, you know, I'm...
Well, let's take a look here. What did you get?
Dude, I made a lot of great connects with Bandcamp. I met a guy that runs...
Shout out Bandcamp.
Runs. That, I met one of the guys that run Bandcamp.
Did you got your order in from Bandcamp? You got the MF Doom
record? Yes, yes.
Do you have it with you?
Did you bring it? I forgot those ones because that wasn't on the trip.
See, Hawaiians. You just posted that today on the IG story.
Let's see what I got. Here we go.
Okay, let's take a look. Yeah.
We got some of this. Dennis Coffee.
Scorpio. Oh, Scorpio, yeah. Classic break. Classic
I got
break.
This. Yeah. I got this right here. $10.
That's worth it. That's
very clean. Sussex, great label.
That's a great condition record.
Yeah. Here we go. Got Chesky Underground Hip Hop. Chesky.
Wow.
This is really good.
What year is this?
This just came out. So Chesky is a great underground hip hop MC.
How's that Neko Cat?
Neko Cat.
That's a nice cover.
And then we took it to Gangster Doodles. You guys ever heard of Gangster Doodles? Go check them out.
Yeah. Actually put out a line of books. I own
so
some of the books.
Gangster Doodles is West Coast, and it's a compilation. If you read, there's a bunch of people on there, like Planet Asia.
Hey, shout out to Planet
Asia. Right. Mind Sign, Mad Child. So there's still a hardcore movement of good hip-hop going on.
Right.
Which is crazy.
And this came out this year.
This is this year's compilation. Wow. I bought that from Amoeba. Wow.
Hey,
shout out to Amoeba.
Shout out Pink Panther.
In Berkeley.
Did you get an Amoeba shirt?
I knew I got... I didn't get a shirt. I was trying to get it, but I just got in there the last 10 minutes, scooped records, and I walked out. I was like, dude, I didn't get shirts. Okay, then I got, your old Droog.
Hey, yeah, shout out your old Droog. Yes.
Shout out your old Droog.
Good stuff.
Great stuff
there. Good,
got
fun music.
What I got? Just a Dig from Vamp Records. I have no idea what's on here. It's a cool cover. If you follow my Instagram, I make a lot of beats off these records. David Pritchard?
What year did this come out? Is it 70s?
Looks like a 70s.
What'd you pay for this?
I don't know.
Jazz, you paid $5?
Jazz Fusion. So sample heavy. Nice ass cover. I just bought it on the whim. I'm going to go chop it up.
What's the record? Because the record label probably just...
IC Records, Inner City.
Inner City Records? Inner City Records?
It just looks thick.
Okay, now we're going to get really like nerd right now.
Yeah.
So,
and then, of course, I got a couple of Anderson .Paak records.
Yeah, shout out Anderson .Paak.
Very nice, you know what I mean? I wanted to grab me some YBN Cordae because he's
1978
like
1978 this came out.
Hey, he's for a young MC. He's representing.
Yeah, at first I wasn't a believer, Cordae. You know, because I heard some of his first stuff and I wasn't really feeling it.
No, but he's good.
But the more I listened, the more it seemed like he's really holding the torch.
He's about it, man.
And people gotta understand, they're not doing old school music.
Right.
They have the soul of hip-hop. That's hip-hop in 2019.
YBN Cordae is one of those guys that's doing a bridge. He's bridging the old guys and the new guys.
It's called Black Moon, by the way. That
See?
See, Black Moon.
There you
go. And then I got another Anderson .Paak in Knowledge. Yeah. Shout out to Knowledge. I mean, I got some pretty... Real quick.
Buying records.
Buying records. No one buys records in Hawaii.
Nobody buying nothing.
Here we go. Look, where? This is a really good. Freddie Joachim.
Freddie Joaquin?
Joaquin, yeah.
No, it's Freddie Joachim.
That's not how he says his last name.
Freddie Joachim is Joaquin.
I forget how you say it. Super dope instrumental. You love this record.
Super dope instrumental. Yeah. What? That's okay. I thought that was the name.
Just like Oliver Twist would play this.
Oh, okay. Shout
out. It's great, bro.
I got soul.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. See, we gotta give Oliver.
See, look, there you go. Black Jazz record. Couldn't do the shirt if I don't get a record.
There you go.
Oakland, Brand X. I sampled this the other night. Check out my IG. I got some beats up there. Oh, this? I got this for $1.
What?
Ultimate Break Beats.
Oh, that one you could get some money.
And the
for
reason
this.
Why okay. I wanted to get this is because, so I don't got to bring up my original records when I spend.
How much was that one?
$1.
You only got this for $1?
Little Needle to the
you
Groove,
could put,
yeah.
You could get this for, you could sell it for $50.
Serious?
Because you heard what happened with these guys. Because they
had their student stuff, right?
No, but their warehouse, with all the other copies burned down.
Oh.
So if you have this, you have probably one of maybe probably like under 1,000 copies.
I bought it so when I do jams, I don't got to bring out the original. Joe Farrell on CTI, super sick cover, eyeball. Quincy Jones, Roots.
Hey.
Now, which ones, what tracks are on there from the past? This one is not
even a good Quincy record.
Okay.
It's just a soundtrack for the show.
Is it the sound?
But I sampled stuff, some vocals on here.
There's got to be something on there. Yeah.
This one, I got this from the Bandcamp store. Okay. So Bandcamp has a store that they feature all these artists, put the vinyl out, and they have a...
It's a great store.
The store is beautiful.
They got great stuff.
So I went in there, talked to the person. I was like, I got music on Bandcamp. You guys should have a listening booth.
Yeah.
So guys like me could bring it up. They're like, we never thought of that. So I was like, Then I went across the street to dig for records. When I was there, I was wearing a shirt. This guy came in digging for records. He said, hey, dope shirt. And I was like, thanks, man. It's like my company. So we're talking story. And then come to find out, he knows some guys in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So I asked him, what do you do? He's like, I run the Bandcamp store. I'm like, bingo. Yeah. Exchange information.
I wish you would have brought the Bandcamp, the stuff you bought today. Where did you put them? You just bought them today.
I just opened them and...
You just opened them
and
just threw them somewhere.
Well, because I didn't buy it from the Bay. I was going to lie, actually. Be like,
I think it'd be in your car. It would obviously be in your car. No, you're driving around all day.
No.
It's great. Yeah. What was that? That was the orchestra. They do the orchestra of MF Doom, right?
Yes, the orchestra in, I think, England or something, of course.
Right.
They did the cover of Doom and
great
Dilla.
Great cover. It's a Dilla collaboration.
Yeah, right? Not collab. They just basically did it live.
I mean, they did the right. They
like
did
a big, like Dilla a big beats kind of deal. Yeah,
but it was an orchestra.
It's great. Yeah, I listened to it. I listened to it so much. I said I gotta buy the record. The covers are amazing.
Yeah,
like you frame that cover, it's art. So
let's pull up. Yeah.
It's something. The Abstract Orchestra, I think.
Right.
Abstract so it's right orchestra. Down our alley,
right.
Bro.
That's right.
So yeah, Bay Area was very fruitful. So I broke even. That was my goal, and I made a lot of connections and supported independent. Yeah, we did good. We put a little stamp there in the Bay.
And with that success, we got to talk about the Hawaiian Airlines shirt.
Oh, yeah. So
now, what happened? You have a Hawaiian Airlines shirt. Can you bring this out?
This is your shirt that you have that you bought a long time ago.
Long time ago.
When it first dropped. Because I have no shirts in my possession anymore.
No.
But we have none.
Cease and desist.
Yes, I only made 40 shirts. I don't have any shirts, people.
That's it. So...
So this is the shirt. This is your shirt that I got from your house that you bought a long time ago.
That is correct.
So I get a cease and desist from the lawyers in the email saying you cannot do this because it's too much like what we do.
While you were on your trip, you got this.
Right. I think right when else came.
They didn't confront you.
That is the most irritating point of it is they got lawyers in San Jose to send me a cease and desist.
Right.
They lawyered up on something that could have been handled locally. Your Hawaiian freaking Airlines.
Right.
All the people in that offices are local people. Like I found the name of the lady I was supposed to send my 3 leftover shirts that I have to her. And I saw her and I found her on Instagram and I found her social media page and she's all out there. And I was like going to contact her like,
yeah,
I'm going to send you these 3 shirts, but you could have just hit me up and been like, yo.
You didn't do this shit. You didn't message
her. No, because they already went through all the lawyer thing already. So I'm planning on and I want to go down to Hawaiian Airlines office with the 3 shirts that I got to give to them.
Yeah.
My leftover stock. And I want to be like, hey, my name's Cavett. Like, this is what you know.
Right.
Can I talk to whatever her name is? Like,
right.
You know, I mean, I understand it's about this, but you guys could have been more Hawaiian and kapu aloha.
Malama the shirt.
Yeah, malama my shirt.
I don't get it, though. Why would, of all this, the designs you've made, I was just surprised that they came after you for this one. Because it's okay. On the surface, it's Hawaiian, but it's clearly a Star Wars take on it.
It's straight Star Wars. And like Lucas should have came after me.
It seems like some kind of a desperate act for them to come after you. Star Wars more so would come after you over this, but it seems like a desperation attempt on Hawaiian to come after you.
It just shows.
It makes no sense.
Well, Hawaiian, dude, they got the monopoly on the flights. No matter if Southwest is here or Delta, United,
But still, I don't know.
Yeah, so they hit me up. They asked how much I sold. So cease and desist works like this. They hit you up and then they give you the terms of what you need to do to be good, right? So we got one for the Aaliyah t-shirt.
Yeah.
And that went on a long thing. Bottom line, I settled it in my way, if you know what I mean.
Might well.
You know, got the thugs out there.
Burn the bodies and bury them on the Aloha Stadium.
It's settled.
We know where the bodies are.
So this is my second cease and desist. But then you know what? As a brand, it's kind of a cool thing to have.
To have season this
well, because you're on the map, right? That means you're actually like.
Oh, is that to build like your?
I mean,
your grit,
it's kind of cool.
Reputation.
Because if I had more shirts, I would have sold a lot. But since I don't have any, I can't sell it.
Okay, so you're telling me what? The Liberty House shirt, you're going to get somebody from
Liberty House.
Hey, shout out that Liberty House shirt.
They're going to say something to you.
Dope shirt.
Macy's going to call up Liberty House.
Bro.
Call up McInerney. They'll come
put
after
it
you.
This way, bro. We've been running this Infinity Shaka 6 years, bro. Right. Nobody came after us.
Right.
Because the comic world and the movie world understands the importance of their fans.
Right.
And they understand that all these fan art, which is the classification, only makes more money for them.
Right.
Bottom line.
Well, you made the Millennium Falcon shirt, and I thought you was going to get dinged for that, but you didn't. That was clearly a Millennium Falcon.
No, but they don't care.
But they don't care because what you said.
Because they make so much money, and they understand this is the underbelly. This is what – these are the guys that supported us before this was popular.
Yeah.
This subculture was here.
Yeah.
Buying our comics,
yep.
Watching you know the 80s and 90s cartoons,
right.
The old school Spider-Man, and you know
right.
All that stuff before it was cool. So that's okay. Why they, I think they really do like just turn their back and be like,
yeah.
You know, unless Light Sleepers gets huge to a point where like we're like Urban Outfitters, then I think they would probably come after us.
Oh, if you're Urban Outfitters, that'd be.
Well, shoot, if I was Urban Outfitters, dude, I'd be making freaking squirrel. You know,
like, Planet Holly's gonna be wearing.
Plenty of Holly Surfers were Infinity Shaka,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, you took
and blow them away. Yeah, but, yeah, that's what happened with that. So, Hawaiian Airlines, I mean, yeah, whatever.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, good for them.
Yeah, but we got beef jerky coming.
Okay, yeah, let's...
Shout out to Snack Addicted.
If there's ever a way to transition, you actually do have beef jerky.
Yeah, it's a light sleeper, don't sleep beef jerky. It's been 2 years in the making.
Okay.
It's a coffee, cola, and a hot... pepper kick.
And you said jerky. It's only 5 calories?
Well, all the beef jerky is supposed to be under X amount of calories.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're making like a super clean.
Well, the original ones are all clean. So Snack Addicted was created.
Zero
because
calories.
The owner wanted to eat something that he could basically have physical food.
Because the guy he lifted.
Yeah, he was a weightlifter.
Okay. Is this a thin and crispy style beef jerky?
Yeah,
it's got to be, right? I mean, is it thin and crispy?
That's the style now.
Yeah, that's the style. He was one of the first guys. But this guy has some crazy flavors. I forgot to bring samples. I'll bring the next time.
You forgot to bring all kind of stuff. But you were down today at, what was it called? Snack Addict? What was it called?
Snack Addict.
Next to Purvey.
Next to Purvey, yeah.
Right. And then you can actually pick this up now.
If you go down there now, Monday through, I think they're open Monday through Saturday. You go there, you walk in, and there's a bucket that says Light Sleeper on it.
And what is it called? Sleep jerky.
No, don't sleep.
Don't sleep. Oh, it's called don't sleep jerky?
We're calling it the don't sleep beef jerky.
Oh, okay.
So you eat it, you kind of taste a tinge of your coffee drinker. You're not going to taste it as much.
Yeah,
you'd be good to have Sky eat it because he's the wine guy.
I love that style. I love that thin, crispy beef jerky.
You can pair that with wine, right?
Yeah.
That's nice stuff.
So I'm pretty stoked because this is something we talked about 2 years ago, me and the owner. And he's been working on it. He's in the lab. And
call it sleep jerky, bro.
Sleep jerk.
Sleep and jerk.
Just jerking. Like clean and jerk, sleep and jerk, the leaf.
Sponsored by Zeus.
Smoke. Sorry.
How much is a bag?
The bags, yeah, I think, going in for 12 to 15.
How many ounces in the bag?
I don't know. We're not working. But
it's
you,
a decent size
but
bag.
People has been eating the samples and being like, can I buy it?
Mm.
He's like, no, it's not for sale. You can have more samples.
Okay.
They're like, no, I want you to keep bagging
it. So people are excited for this.
Yeah, can you bag it and I'll just buy it?
Okay, we'll try pop in there tomorrow then.
No, people going on there. Say it came here, buy some jerky. Say I want to try the Light Sleeper jerky. Tell me what you think.
Right.
It should be coffee smooth, cola with a little cola buzz.
Coffee cola.
There's a break and then it just hits you like.
Oh.
Of the spice, the pepper,
the kick.
I don't know how they do that stuff. It's crazy. Because you're just like, oh, that's cool, and you're like, oh snap, what the heck?
Oh, don't be a jerk. Get the jerky.
Don't be a jerk. So
good.
Yeah, we got some big things coming up.
No, I like it. That's something different. You need something different. You need something different. Okay, so what's the time we are on this show? Let's take a
look.
We're in an hour?
Yep.
Oh, see, okay, told you, brah.
Oh, God. All right. Let's go with this. Before we say goodnight,
because
we're not going to keep this going on, because we're doing a special other episode that you may be out. Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
The nerd show.
Don't get too excited about that, Kevin. I'm going to leave you with this. KLOs. Anything you got to say about KLOs?
The fact that there's actually a plea deal is ridiculous.
Right? Yeah,
I agree.
What the heck? A plea deal? Oh, because we don't want to spend more money. Ah, F that. Spend the money. There's so much. I think it's like a plea deal to shut off the valve of illegal activity that's going to spew out from these crooked ass Hawaiians.
Well, they're making an example.
Yeah.
This whole thing is an example.
But
they're
linked to so many different things.
And you know what school she went?
What? Kamehameha.
Mid-Pac.
Oh, of course, bro.
Yeah, she went to the institute, bro.
That's what they do,
and
bro.
And she used to be hot, was the word on the streets.
No way.
Bull lie, bro. Nah, no way in hell.
Like hula hot.
I think so.
And you know, that's a saying that me and my friends made.
Yes, like, I strangely hula remember that.
Hula hot.
87, 88 grad, I think.
She was like hula hot. Well, the brother looked like he was like one pretty like popular football guy. Well, Bada Louie, okay. Bada Louie.
Louie looks like he could bang some in the back in the day.
You know, did Louie go to? Louie went to what? St. Louis.
Louie, I think, would put inside. I think probably. He looks like a St. Louis kind of guy.
He looks St. Louis.
He has clean hair, clean look, but then her.
Someone's got to do like a meme of like their faces when they first got caught to where they're like separated now.
And it just goes down.
Because at first they're like.
I like it.
Right. They look at each other. They
hold, they're like, oh.
And then he has to put his hand on her.
Yeah, like, And slowly it's like, oh, hand. This. Yeah. And slowly it's like, oh.
Rubbish.
Yep.
Separate lawyers. Rubbish.
Nah, I think it's taking a plea. I think because it'll expose so much people. You know, Keith Kanashiro's up.
Keith Kanashiro, you're next, bro. Let me just say, like, he's might, waiting in the
they
wings.
They might dig up Frank Fossey again. Whoa. Who knows, bro?
The mist of Frank Fossey's bones.
Frank Fossey's
gonna
say, "Come out of me, never mind."
And then Andy Anderson gonna come out. He goes, "I'm still alive, damn it! You guys forgot about me. John Diamond is for the win." I'm just saying, Keith Kanashiro is waiting, and he's on. Pins and needles right now.
But you know what?
He's next. They're coming after him.
Brad, none of those guys got anything to worry about.
Well, yeah, they're not going
to get. They got nothing to worry about because they'll get convicted, plea, 10 years. It's a cakewalk for these guys. They're not going
to.
They're not going to serve full sentence.
They're not going to get served. They're not going to be in like hard time. They're not going
to. Right.
That's the BS of the system. You know what I mean? So,
that's why you don't get your loan from Oha, bro. Bottom line.
Smoha.
Malama the loan, bro.
Malama my loan.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Loan sharks.
So that's right. It. Last thing I got to say, so bro.
Anything else you got to say?
What else do I have to say?
Before we sign out here?
No, right. Thank you for supporting. Sleep Time's Over, first of all.
We're trying, sir.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. And Light Sleepers, everything. Shout out to everybody. Where are we going to be next? I don't know yet.
Where are we going to be next? We're going to be getting beef jerky next. I don't know.
Beef jerky.
Where are we going to be next regarding to what?
Maybe I'll come. Stop it. When's the next show?
We're taking a break.
Yeah, we're taking a break. We're going to take all the way to October 8th is the return show.
Okay, maybe I'll try and get a batch of beef jerky made, and I'll show up. And
you're not going to show up.
Give it to the people.
You all talk, bro. You all pretend.
Give it to the people,
if you show up, I'm going to be surprised. Everybody going to be surprised. Jay and Ed's going to get the IG story show.
There you go, bro.
Walking into Highbrow Room.
I'm going to go over there and just throw beef chips at everybody's mountain ladder.
Well, we'll see. Well, if the proper women are there, that'll be interesting.
Yeah. That's what they call it, a beef chip?
Fine. All the hula hot chicks.
Hula hot. Hula hot. That's so gross that you even say, like, well, I heard she was hot.
Oh, hula hot. The word on the streets was claimed by the mid-pack.
I know what you're talking about, too, man. Chacha,
the mid-pack people. Good luck. Have a great summer.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Chick named Thelma.
Oh, Thelma Keller. Well, yes, it's the Thelma. It's not Thelma, right? It's Thelma.
We should let the post-production find a picture of Catherine Keller.
Post-production. Good luck with this one.
In the 80s. Post it right here.
Oh, we get 1,000 views in a second.
Right? You can do my Kelly Simic. Yeah, look.
Do that.
Catherine Keller in 87.
Yeah.
Sure. You would.
You would. What?
You like
Catherine
what?
Catherine Keller.
You would or what?
Okay. We end on this. Because you said Tia and you said, what's her name? You
Tia would. And Nia.
Tia and Nia. Yeah. So now you got Catherine Keller in her prime and mid pack.
And then who else?
Or, okay, who's the other end of that
Who'd
spectrum?
Be the other one? Colleen Hanabusa. Who would you do? Who would you put inside first? Catherine, Colleen. If your life depended on it. Now it kind of shades the decision, doesn't it? What about Eileen Anderson or Andy Anderson? Who would you have?
Eileen, all the way. Let's go.
I thank you. Good answer. God, she's probably dead too. I don't know if Eileen Anderson's still alive. So yes, we're back on October 8th.
October 8th,
and then you will be around the town.
I'll try and see if I can get Snack Addicted to make a batch of Light Sleeper.
And then we'll get them on the show. We'll get Snack Addicted. You know those guys.
Yeah.
Marion Ito will be on October 8th.
Ooh, show. Yes. Nice. Cop the vinyl. I got the vinyl.
So we got that. Yes. And then we'll be back then. We got the Halloween show.
Oh, wow.
So you want to go talk about the night matches?
Who's
Lopaka's back.
He's back again.
Lopaka Kapanui's going
bro,
back.
I cannot go over there.
We're into the top five you know what scary stories.
To do? Lopaka needs to go to the mountain, bro, and see all the kind. And
that's kind of weird vibes, though. Would that be?
Spells on these kind guys.
That'd be.
Cut the flag, bro. Next thing you know. No, on the real, dude.
The flag reattaches.
Oh,
and like, oh.
kind of trippy.
Scary, huh? In this night episode.
No, I think on the real, people that, the guy that cut down the flag, the bugger, I don't think he's living right right now.
He's got like fungus growing out of his neck.
Something, dude. Like he has weird... a 6-toe groin or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like the Creepshow guy. Okay.
Yo, Creepshow, nice, bro. He's like,
shout out Stephen King.
Yeah.
Okay, well. He'll be there, though. He'll be there for the October Halloween show. We got that. Thanksgiving show.
You thought about inviting, like, you want me to find a TMT person? Like, a legit, like, Joe Hawaiian.
Who, though?
Speak native. I get.
Well, I know you know plenty of Hawaiians, but I mean,
get
someone
on there, like, okay, an educated Hawaiian that'll just break it down.
Actually, that you tell me who it is. I would invite this gentleman or woman.
Yeah.
What's the opposite of gentleman for woman?
Gentlewoman.
Okay.
You can't a lady.
Thanks for coming. A lady.
You can't say gentlewoman.
Can we have a Hawaiian lady?
They get mad at you because you're like, oh, yes. Why? Sticky wee wee.
Well, what does that mean?
Watch Dave Chappelle. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, it's a 5-mic. We'll talk about that in the next episode.
What do you mean, the Dave Chappelle? We talked about it already.
Oh, we're not going to talk
about
that?
Sticks and stones.
Oh, that's right.
We reviewed it on the last episode.
Right. You know, these episodes, they intertwine. I don't know what's going on. But then, yes, we got to wrap it up. Honey Whitey said, get out of here, ready?
Sleep time's over.
Let's go. Get out of here. So,
special. DJ Zach Morris, special edition.
You are back. Yes. The Return of the Hawaiian. Sleep time's over. Nights. Glenn Fry, shout out. Where's Glenn Fry? Let's play a Glenn Fry one more time.
Got it playing right now.
We got it. Okay, we got it. We can't.
Shout out Hawaiian Airlines.
Shout out Hawaiian Airlines. Shout out the Hawaiians. Shout out Liberty House.
Shout out Jennifer Esposito.
Wow.
Shout out Nia Peoples.
Shout out Nia Peoples.
Jennifer Esposito or Nia Peoples.
Right. Shout out Yancy Medeiros.
Oh, shout out BJ Penn.
Shout out BJ Penn.
We're not going to go down that way.
Shout out all the guys.
Tamlin Tomita.
There you go. Tamlin Tomita. Shout out the Hungry Hawaiian.
Shout out the boys, bro.
Shout out Mean Hawaii. Broke the Cloud.
Oh, nice.
Pervit. Jimmy Tacos. Right.
Jasmine Trias.
Shout out Andagi.
Shout out
to Lomi Tomato.
Oh, wow.
Shout out Brother Nolan.
Hey, shout out Palama Settlement.
Shout out Block Arena.
Shout out to Lowell.
Shout out to...
That's how you get ended.
94 wow. Block. Let's go. We
shout out. Shout out to Shout out. Shout out to Lowell.
Out of here. Get out of here. Ready. Go. Done. Shout him out. Go. Close it.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.